Exclusive. Give Send Go founder, it's a moment for people to stand up. By Alim Bokhari on February 21, 2022. The co-founder of Give Send Go, Jacob Wells, appeared on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with Alex Marlowe on Friday. Give Send Go is a Christian-owned crowdfunding website thrust into the center of attention recently after the Canadian Freedom Convoy used it to raise nearly $10 million. The Freedom Convoy moved its fundraising activities to GiveSendGo after GoFundMe, a leftist-owned platform, froze a fundraiser that previously raised over $10 million. GiveSendGo has since been the target of leftist cyberattacks, which has seen the names of donors leak onto the internet. Despite a policy against sharing hacked materials, Twitter has done nothing to stop the hacked data, which has been used by establishment journalists to dox and harass donors, to spread. Listen to the show here. GiveSendGo has stepped into a place where several other technology companies are beginning to step into, which is a place which says our role as a business isn't to be judge and jury, especially in a country that's founded on principles like freedom, freedom of speech, freedom of expression, Wells told Marlowe. In taking that position of freedom, you've put a big target on your back, said Wells of the illegal cyber attacks against his website. With Justin Trudeau and what the Canadian government did with the Emergency Powers Act and all of that is, they made it illegal for people to support the campaign. And then immediately after, somebody hacks into our site and is able to access the names of people who have given and have disclosed it for the Canadian government to go after those very same people. Despite the attacks against the platform, Wells said GiveSendGo is enjoying record growth. It's absolutely incredible. This is the problem that the left never understands. That they attack this way and it only makes us stronger. It only makes us better, it only gets our name out there further. We saw a 1,000% increase in our growth just over this past several weeks because of this. Massive growth, and massive growth since we stepped into this game 2 years ago when we allowed Kyle Rittenhouse to use our platform to fundraise when no one else would. We're in 40 countries around the world, people are using us everywhere. This is just the beginning, I believe. We're hiring as fast as we can. We're bringing on some incredible security experts right now, to look through, scan through our platform. Things that we've had ongoing but we're upping the level. Obviously, the bigger the target that you are, the more name recognition that you have, the more potential that you're going to be under attack. So we need to continue to increase that significantly. We are heavily, heavily investing in this. Our mission statement is to share the hope of Jesus through crowdfunding. I believe it's interesting, from our faith perspective, that we see God using our platform to be the vehicle for bringing freedom back to the tech space in this way. We are not ideologically driven from the left or the right. We've allowed campaigns that we very much disagree with on both sides. Obviously, everyone has their own personal leanings. But our platform, I would say, it's not neutral, it's focused. And that focus is on the hope that we have that no matter what happens in this life, there are things beyond the material. We all know this. No amount of money that you raise for a tragic car accident, for somebody that's just lost their child, no amount of money is going to heal that hurt and pain. But there is a hope that can, and that comes through God and the hope that Jesus brings. The Canadian government does not have jurisdiction over GiveSendGo. We are a U.S. company. The funds from these campaigns are flowing to U.S. bank accounts. So they are outside of the purview of the Canadian government. Now obviously the Canadian government. There are international agreements, there are laws that they can put in place. They have decided to crack down in-house, within the country of Canada, to restrict as much as they can, any funds flowing to people that are connected to these campaigns. Now, GiveSendGo's position is the money is fluid. It's here in accounts in the U.S. We're going to do everything that we can. And we're in coordination with those people on the ground to ensure that those funds legally are delivered to those campaign owners. And we know that this is an ongoing fight, that there is a legal battle that they're waging in Canada. So we're looking for the best, most secure ways to legally get funds to them. It's typical of big tech platforms, which is complete hypocrisy. They'll hold back the Hunter Biden because of the potential hacked material. But they won't on anything that doesn't fit their narrative or what they want to see accomplished. And this goes the same with GoFundMe. GoFundMe allowing funds raised for occupations in Seattle and across the country through 2020 and seeing funds flow easily to those places. but when the shoe's on the other foot, they don't want to do anything. We're seeing this hypocrisy over and over again. It's exposing who they are. It's a moment for people to stand up, who have been affected, and not be afraid, and say, you know what, I didn't do anything wrong. I gave to freedom, and we live in a free society. Share about us to people, tell your friends never to use that other site again for fundraising. I really believe that GiveSendGo is the tip of the spear in this technology revolution going against big tech, because I think GoFundMe is the weakest of the big tech oligarchs. It has the least stickiness. People aren't on it all the time, so people aren't as connected to it. People can donate to us, we have a donation spot. We operate on the generosity of our users, they can do that on our homepage. If you have skill sets and want to be involved, we are hiring. You can contact us at jobs@givesendgo.com. Alim Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. He is the author of #Deleted, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election.